how exactly the soul immovable, as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That's, if we see the context, Krishna is basically contrasting the spiritual nature of the soul with everything material. So, nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha. It cannot be destroyed by fire, it cannot be pierced by weapons or whatever. So like, and that one of the characters says, achaloyam sanatanaha. So achala means it is immovable. So no material force can actually move the soul. Now the same Bhagavad Gita also says that urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa, that those who are in goodness go up, those who are in ignorance go down. That means they are clear, the same Bhagavad Gita is also talking about the soul moving. So it is not making it as an absolute principle, that achala cannot be made in the absolute principle. So the point is that the soul, just as the soul cannot be destroyed by anything material, similarly the soul cannot be moved by anything material. The soul is moved only by its own free will. So even when we are attracted to sense objects, the sense objects cannot pull us actually. Sense objects may pull us, but it is only when we get attracted to them, we desire them, that we go towards them. And even the Yamadutas, when they take the soul to the next body, actually what they take is not the soul but the subtle body. They drag the subtle body with the Yamapasha, and the soul, being very attached to the subtle body, goes along with it. On its own, just like suppose a person is watching a TV and some thieves come and start stealing the TV. And this person is so caught in watching the TV that instead of stopping the thieves, that person also keeps going along with the thief and keeps watching the TV. So like that, the soul goes along with the body. That is the meaning of achala.